Okay, Jezebel. Now, let me suggest to you that Jezebel and Thyatira has all the similar trappings that Mystery Babylon, the Great Whore, does. The fornication, the idols, etc. Let's go ahead and look at Revelation 9:20. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. I wanted to talk to you about the Lord Jesus. Okay, all these people think that you have to, and especially the Roman Catholic Church, as Rabbi Rosenblatt said to me many years ago when I was in his classes on Judaism, he said that the Roman Catholic priesthood was patterned explicitly off of the Old Testament Levitical priesthood. Okay, now Jesus came, and he is what? Who is Jesus? For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Okay? He is the mediator of a better covenant. He is the mediator of a new testament and the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. So what does that mean? We don't need priests. You are the royal priesthood. You are the holy nation. You are the temple of the Lord. The Holy Spirit and the glory of God dwells in you. If you're under the headship of Jesus Christ and not the political system and 501c3, yes, the political corporatocracy. And if you're not fornicating with seducing spirits that counterfeit the Holy Spirit. Discernment. One mediator. Let's look at Psalm 119:126. Who reads the hot psalm? Psalm 119:126. It is time for you, Lord, to work, for they have made void your law. So the men of the earth, the judges of the earth, the governments, they have made void. In general, there are a few righteous, not many, but they have made void your law. So God, you have to work. Why? Why does God have to work? Well, let's just jump over here to Isaiah 24. See what Isaiah says. 24:1. Behold, the Lord makes the earth empty and makes it waste. This is the Lord working. And turns it upside down, and scatters abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest. And as with the servant, so with his master. And as with the maid, so with her mistress. As with the buyer, so with the seller. As with the lender, so with the borrower. As with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. And the land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled. Let's drop down to verse 17. Well, glorify the Lord in the fires, even, this is verse 15, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. From the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe to me. The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon you, O inhabitants of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who flees from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. And he that comes up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. for the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage. And the transgressions thereof shall be heavy upon it, and shall fall, and not rise again. And it shall come to pass in that day, that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth shall upon the earth, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. God's going to kind of, he's going to punish the kings too. Make no mistake about it. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and it shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days shall they be visited. Then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his ancients gloriously. Amen and amen and amen.